Good morning, everybody. Good morning, member who are joined from Zoom. Okay, let us continue our Bible reading from Psalm 119. Today we will read from verse 121 to 128. Yeah, hear the word of God. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressor. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fall with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandment above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Please make us understand your word so that we have peaceful heart. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if we read one more time these verses, then we can know that psalmist start with his cries, loud voice to God. I have done justice and righteousness. Yeah. And then the situation is not good. He was surrounded by his enemy. That means he has a lot of problem. Yeah. But now we catch a hint, impatient of his word. He tells to the Lord, it is the time for him to be up and doing something. Yeah. Lord, I have done everything. I have followed you. I do whatever you want. But look at me. I was surrounded by a lot of enemy. I have a lot of problem. Yeah. Sometimes we have the same action. Whenever we feel that we are good enough. Every Sunday go to the church. Join house church. Never forget to bring our tithe. Yeah. And then once a week we come for EMP or maybe we do family worship in our home, in your home, something like that. But then we have a lot of problem. Yeah. We have a problem with business, we have a problem with college, we have a problem with extended family. So we feel that where is God? And we also pray a lot, but the situation doesn't change. Same. The psalm cry out. Yeah. But we also need to know that God's ways are not our way, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 8. This morning, from the passage that we read, God wants to let us understand how we can accept and trust God, even in the midst of silentness. In the midst of silentness. Let us go back to our Bible reading. He calls to God, 121 to 124. Yeah. I have done justice. Be surety your servant for good. My eyes fall with longing for your salvation. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness. These four verses talking about his prayer, yeah. the psalmist act, or if we can see this scenario, like a small child come to his father and he said, Papa, I have do my homework. Papa, I have been nice to our to sister. Papa, I have help mama to wash the plate. Now, give me something. Now, can I have 1 hour to play video game? Now, can I hold my iPad? But then, the father didn't say anything. You can feel how the children feel. Maybe broken heart or something like that. Yeah, these four verses really like a complaint from the psalmist. It is not fair. I have done everything. I have done your justice. Now it is a time for you to act. Yeah, he cried out for God's grace and mercy. Usually, after cry with this kind of praying, people can withdraw from God. But I didn't see that psalmist withdraw from God. Why I didn't see? Because psalmist have something in his mind. I mean, you can ask God anything. You can complain anything. But before you ask and you complain, at least you have some criteria. Look at 125. He said, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimony. I am your servant. So, you know, in our world society marketplace, yeah, everybody who work with boss, you need to know two rules. Number one, the boss is never wrong. Number two, if boss wrong, go back to number one. Yeah. So every time the boss is never wrong. So the psalmist know this kind of position. Number one, God never wrong. If you feel God do something wrong, then go back to number one. Yeah, that's why the psalmist say, I am your servant. You are boss. Whatever you say, whatever you chose, whatever you make decision, I will follow you. I may complain. I may say something, but you are my boss. I am servant. Servant mean just follow wherever the boss go. Yeah, in this word, servant means slave. I belong to you. Yeah, you can do everything because I know I belong to you. And the second, he has complained to God, but at the same time, give me understanding. Brothers and sisters, it's easy for us to complain to God. Yeah, we pray a lot. We complain everything. Do we do another side of praying? Give me understanding. Yes, a lot of things that we cannot understand. In this 2 Sunday, I prepare 2 messages. One from Genesis 26. Another passage from John chapter 11. Yeah. In John chapter 11, we know the story of Lazarus. He was sick and about to die. And then their family tell Jesus. From the family side, after they tell Jesus, they really want Jesus come immediately. But we know from the Bible story, but Jesus didn't come immediately. Jesus go to other place. Yeah, Jesus go to other place. And then after that, Lazarus died. And then the family feel, oh, how come? Blah, 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 blah. We call Jesus, but he didn't come. And then Lazarus died. Brothers and sisters, in this kind of situation, what the family need? The family need understanding. Yeah, the family need understanding. People always ask to God, do we also have understanding that God is almighty? His plan never fail. He loves us 100%. With this kind of understanding, we can enjoy whatever we take, we feel, we get from the world. Now, that's why he said that, I'm your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimony. But then, brothers and sisters, after the psalm said, give me understanding, in verse 1 to 6, again he complained, it is time for God, for Lord to act. Yeah, similar. We complain, we understanding, and then we come back to complain again. Yeah, we say, it is the time, God. You know, in the Bible, who asks Jesus to do something? Mary asked Jesus, they don't have enough wine. It is a time for you to do something. I know you can do it. I know who you are. Just say something and they can have new wine. But Jesus said, what to you and what to me? My time is not up. Brothers and sisters, it is easy for us when we sing a song. It is not our time. Yeah, it is not our time. We need to wait God's time. Same. It is very difficult in reality to wait God's timing. Yeah, you know how often when we feel hungry and then maybe Korean people make kalbe chim, Indonesian people make rendang, and then we feel so hungry, we know that it takes 1 hour to make soft kalbe chim, it takes 1 hour to make beef rendang become soft, but we still, what time? What time I can eat? What time I can eat? Of course, you can get now, but only the sauce, not the meat. Do you want to have the sauce? No, I want to have meat. Then maybe if I'm the chef, then I said, sit down quietly. When the time is up, you get it. Yeah, similar. Yeah, it is very difficult to wait God's time. In some area, it is very difficult to wait God's time when you feel in love with someone. But the girl or the man maybe didn't feel the same thing. Yeah. That's number one. It's very difficult. Yeah, God, I already sent message to her. I already give smile to him. But where is the response? Or the second point, you get the girl or you get the man. You have good marriage, but God haven't give you children. And doctor say, there is nothing happen. Just wait. It's very difficult to wait in this situation. Or it's very difficult to wait God do something when someone you love have sick. Yeah, you pray. You really want, when you pray, then every sickness take away. Yeah, similar, brothers and sisters. We can do the same thing. We can start to complain. We can start to say, it is the time for you, God, to do something. Brothers and sisters, if we accept that God is our boss, we are the servant, so it's easy for us to wait. If we know who he is, it's easy for us to wait. God is loving kindness God. He always gives us how much more than what we ask. That's why it is good for us to wait Him. Now, Psalm 126, verse B. For they have broken your law. Yeah, it is time for the Lord to act. Because they have broken your law. You can do something with them. Just go ahead. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, on 127, the psalmist say, therefore, I love your commandment above gold. Yes, above fine gold. Oh, in his praying, the psalmist also acknowledge and trust that God's commandment above gold. I do your commandment not because of the situation. I do your commandment because I believe that your commandment more than fine gold. Yeah. Gold 99999 is the best gold. And then your commandment above fine gold. Yeah, that's why I trust you. And then, therefore, I extend right all your precept concerning everything. I extend right all your precept concerning everything. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, psalmist start with a crying. Psalmist start with a complaint. But at the end of this poem, he said, I accept everything because I know who you are. There may be times when we find ourselves like the psalmist, becoming a bit impatient with God. When God doesn't act in the manner that we accept Him to, we need to realize that it is not God who needs change. We need to seek more understanding from God's words and focus our attention on who God is rather than on what He does or does not to do. We need to focus our attention on God, on who God is. On who God is, not on what He has done. Yeah, sometimes the reality, it seems not suitable, not what we like. But we need to remember who is God. As a parent, like you know, I like to cook. Yeah, I know my son Samuel loves to eat. Yeah, he really loves fried chicken. You know, one day, my wife tell me, "Come home, have fried chicken." Oh yeah, I didn't buy any food. Yeah, and then when I arrive at home, Mimi, where is fried chicken? And Mimi said, on the table. Hey, how come no fried chicken? And then, who ate all fried chicken? I ate. How come you ate everything somewhere? I asked Mama, can I have everything? Mama said, yeah. But you know, when Mimi say yeah, Mimi on the call, maybe Mimi talk to other people and yeah. That's why when Samuel said, can I have everything? Yeah. And Samuel ate everything, brothers and sisters. Oh, that means Samuel love fried chicken. And then, but I didn't every day cook fried chicken for him. Because I know that Samuel need other vegetable. That's why I cook other vegetable. You know, one day I cook vegetable. I really want he ate vegetable. I said, you know, Samuel, Papa lost job. we don't have money, no more fried chicken, only have spinach with water. He didn't say anything. He just ate and then cried. Yeah? And then cried. And then after he cried, then we said, no lah, we still have fried chicken for you. And this is fried chicken for you. And then he laughed. Brothers and sisters, as a parent, we don't give everyday meat to our children. Sometimes we give them vegetable. We give them something that he doesn't want to eat. But we know that this vegetable is good for their health. Similar. Yeah. Sometimes we face many problems that we don't want it. But believe it, trust it. When this comes from God, we know that God do the best for us. So what we need is understanding Him, seek Him, and ask Him, Father, what you want me to do behind this situation? Very easy. Father, what you want me to do in this kind of situation? Okay, let us digest this question, and Wesley will lead us in worship. While we worship, we bring our heart to see Him closely so that we can understanding, we can know that He loves us. He is our loving kindness. With this kind of picture, we have new power to overcome our difficulties in this day.
my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way in me.
Father, help us to understand your way. Help us to trust you. Trust you mean believe that your time is the best for us. You are our Father. We know that as a Father, you always want to give the best for us. You have shown your love to us by sending Jesus Christ, died on the cross to save us. Yes, we know that, but as a human, sometimes we feel weak. We need to know more and more. We need to see more and more about your loving kindness. That's why, Father, I pray for all members who are in difficult situation. Can you please pour out your loving kindness for them, Father? Show them that your love is great. Speak to them and say, my child, I love you. Don't worry about your future. As long you trust me, and you can see the rainbow at the end of your journey. Oh Father, thank you. Thank you. Your testimony is more than gold. We trust you. We love you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us pray together for community who has in cancer. Yes, we pray for perfect healing, but sometimes it takes time for them to get it. That's why we also pray so that they can trust God in the midst of waiting that God heal them. Let's pray together. Pray for brothers and sisters who are doing chemotherapy, and also we pray for them. You know that taking chemotherapy is not easy, but we believe that God can take care of them. Yeah, we also pray for them for their salvation. Some of them have not believed Jesus Christ. We pray that God will open their heart. Let's pray together. also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities condition. Yeah, we pray that God will take care of their body. At the same time, I also ask you to pray for Indonesia, because the number of COVID getting more and more, many people died. We pray that God have mercy for Indonesia also. Pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God also prepare the best for them. Mission focus is pray for Japan, pray for Pastor Sophia, Jungmin, and Hunjin. We pray also for India, for Kelly, and also for Hong Kong. Yes, for Angela, for Oasis House. We pray that God will lead them as a missionary. Let's pray together. Also pray for Mission Council. We pray for PSAM and all mission team, so that they can always lead our church, become a mission church. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for local outreach ministry. We pray that God bless all activity in bring God love for other people through local outreach ministry. also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that through this ministry, we can show God love for baby who need loving kindness from God. Yes, please pray. Also pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, GIC class. Let's pray together. Also pray for pregnant man. Yeah, thanks God. There are a lot of good news we can hear from Vivian. Yeah, and also this morning, especially we pray for Mon. She will deliver the baby. We pray that God bless all the process of the delivering, so that yeah, the baby come. And all the family happy. Yeah, we pray for all process. Yeah, we pray for all pregnant mom. Last point, we pray for Hong Kong. We pray that God loving kindness always in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong people can know who is God in their life. Opportunity that you give it to us so that we can come and pray to you. We pray for Sunday worship and ministry. We pray that God bless all the preacher, the minister, worship leader who serve you. Thank you, Father. We give our life to you, even we don't understand what happened in our life, but we trust you that you are loving kindness God, always want to bless us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a nice day, nice weekend. God bless you all. Bye-bye.